T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show. It's so simple.
Somebody ghosts out of your life and we track them down and find them. That's easy.
That's it.
Find out why for you.
We ask them why, and then you don't have to have any awkward encounters.
Well, and it helps satisfy that itch, because it will always drive you nuts if you don't know the reason why somebody ghosted.
Audrey joins us right now, and Audrey wants to know why Zach ghosted her. Hey, Audrey.
Hi.
Hey, Audrey. What's going on?
So I met this cute guy out and about. I was seeing some live music, and he was cute. And, you know, we went out a couple times, and I thought it was all good. And then after the second date, I mean, I don't know what happened to him. He just totally ditched me.
Okay. So what were the dates like?
First was, you know, the typical coffee, like, you know, it was basically the next day. It was a little quick coffee chat. And, you know, he had to go to work, so it wasn't that long. And then the second one was an actual dinner and drinks. And, you know, it was a longer date, so we got to know each other more, and we were having fun.
So the first time, so you met him, like you said, at this live music thing or whatever. So you met him there, and then a real life in-person conversation happened, and he actually asked you on a date.
Yeah, you know, he wanted my number, and then by the end of that night, we were like texting about like, hey, let's meet up for coffee the next day.
Because I think just the way dating is, like if I was single right now, if I saw a girl I liked, I would just walk up to her and I would just swipe her. Like I would just drag my hand right across her face, and she'd be like, "What are
Tinder,
you doing?"
You'd yeah. see if she was also on the app. Swipe her
no,
from
no,
across
no.
the room.
I'm just talking about in real life, Jen.
Like just swipe her.
Swipe her like right across her forehead. Just and she'd be like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, well, "Which way am I supposed to swipe?" Or I would like or grab her. I would grab her butt and be like, "Is this how I Bumble?" Sorry. So you met him and then you had a real life conversation and that turned into two dates and then he vanished.
Yes.
Bummer. So just no text back or anything, huh?
Yep, just nothing. Like it was like, you know, after our date ended the night, I texted him the next day, how's it going? Blah blah blah, and then nothing, and then I texted like one more time like later that evening and nothing, and I'm like, okay. No more for there, because now I feel stupid, like I'm bothering him.
All right.
And I just don't know what to do.
Now, after two dates, like, why do you care? Just move on.
Because this has never happened to me, and I'm like, what do I do? Because, you know, I've definitely not texted people back because of something bad that happened. Like, they understood why, but I don't understand why. I don't know what to do, and I've never had this happen to me before.
Okay.
So you're usually the ghoster.
We are ghosting for your ego.
I have been the ghoster, yes. But like okay. I said, it was for a good reason, and the guy like knew not to contact me.
Got it. Okay. So we will ask Zach what is up. How long ago was this?
This was like a month ago.
Okay.
All right. And then I have a question that it could be me thinking too much about it or whatever, but is his phone number an Atlanta area code?
No.
Why?
Because I'm just wondering how far apart were the dates?
Like like 2 days.
So I'm just wondering if he was like here on business or something and you were just like, I don't know.
Oh God, you think he's married? That's
no,
sucks.
I didn't. We don't have to go to that extreme.
She jumps right there.
But what I'm just saying is, like, he might be married, engaged, have a girlfriend, whatever, or single. But like, he's just in town, and you flirted with him, and he flirted back, and you guys went out. I mean, did you guys hook up or like
Like, no, but he came up to me, by the way. I didn't flirt with him.
Right. So what if you
and
were...
she said that he had to go to work the next day, so the coffee was quick.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe he was from out of town, but still he could at least text me back, say, hey, you know, or let me know that he's from out of town. Why would he not let me know he's from out of town, you know, just on business while I was there?
All right, well, we're going to use our long-distance minutes then to reach out to him. And we'll get the okay to call him back at this time tomorrow. And then while you listen in, we have a conversation with him and ask him where he went.
Okay.
And remind us again, what's his name?
Zach.
All right. All right, Audrey, we will call Zach at this time tomorrow and go ghost hunting on your behalf.
Awesome.
All right, we'll talk to you at this time tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.